Well, we've had five practices, and in both offense and defensively, you're installing every day, and you really don't get a true gauge of where you are when you're involved in installation practices. Just to be honest, there's going to be days where the offense's installation probably gives them a little advantage, and there's days where the defense may give them a little advantage. But I like what I see on both sides of the ball. I really like the way our players have picked up the system defensively. I like the coaching that's going on. I've had an opportunity to spend more time observing the drill work because, you know, we have new coaches on defense. We have new coaches on special teams and, you know, off-season program. And OTAs is as much about scheme development, but it's also about make sure your practice environment's in tune. So, but I think the defense is off to a very good start. Aaron Campman's performance so far has been very positive. I think he's really fit in very well. He attacked the new defense just like you think Aaron would. He spent a lot of individual time with Kevin Green over the last 3 months. You can see he has a complete understanding so far of the installs that we put in there. And I think when you do reach that point as a player, regardless of what position, it gives you the ability to play faster. And I think he's done a very nice job. I mean, it's always nice to see someone has, you know, add a little more variety to their game. He's always been an excellent pass rusher, an excellent player against the run, and is doing a good job in the coverage, and I think he'll only improve. Oh, it's good to see Donald. Donald looks great. You know, he keeps himself in great shape with his workouts down there in Dallas, but looks great. Great smile as always, and you know, looked like he had a good day today.
What about Nick Barnett? Did they have him back for sure? And then, you know, what is the plan for him? Slowly becoming a better
coach. Well, Nick Barnett, he's been here pretty much almost full time since March, and he's making progress with his rehab. You know, we'll probably be cautious with Nick throughout the OTAs and mini camp. And make sure he's ready for training camp. That's the plan. He's ahead of schedule based on the rehab with our training staff. But you know, he looks like he's improving. His hair's getting longer, but it's going okay. Frankly, we're going to take the OTAs. Last week we installed 2 days, reviewed the third day. This week we installed third down and red zone, and then we'll review tomorrow. We'll do the same thing next week and also the fourth week. And frankly, minicamp will be a review of everything we did in the offseason program because with a new defense, new things on special teams, I want to make sure those two sides of the ball have an opportunity to review everything thoroughly before we move on to training camp. I don't think any of our players are quite ready to go play a game. I mean, that's why we're here working in the spring. Atari's been here throughout the offseason program. He's met a lot individually with Darren Perry. He's still fighting through his rehab. I mean, he looks really good if you went inside and watched them go through the rehab workouts. So physically, I don't think he'll have any setbacks. I look for him to be the old Atari, and he seems to be picking up the scheme, you know, smoothly. So. But, you know, he needs to get out there and get the reps.
Last year, Ryan Grant had the overwhelming majority of carries. He's kind of looked back on that. Are you happy with the time he got, which I can give some other guys some more
chances? Well, he is the primary runner. So, I mean, that's part of his job responsibility. But I think there's a lot of competition. I think Brandon Jackson – did a lot of positive things for us last year with his opportunity. Deshaun Wynn jumped on the scene, had some production. Really, the season has as much – the way the season goes has as much to do with that as really the planning. I mean, you always plan to utilize all your players. I mean, Lumpkin is definitely a guy that's – you know, he's making some noise, and he'll – you know, I think everybody will be excited once the preseason games start to see him, you know, healthy and ready to go. But – to sit here in June and tell you the percentage of the carries of our running backs, I don't think it would be realistic. But, you know, Ryan, there's some things that he can do better, and we're working on those things throughout the spring. And you know, he's done a great job. He's been a full-time member of the off-season program. I'm sorry? Not this week. We'll see how he is next week. I think Allen is someone that's probably built best for right tackle as far as his skill set. We've had an opportunity to watch him at guard. He's definitely athletic enough to play on the left side as far as we view our responsibilities of left and right on it, you know, the left and right positions on the offensive line. But I mean, he's been primarily working left side, so to make the switch to right tackle has been an adjustment. But you know, to work against Aaron Campman every day and is great work for him. I think he'll do an excellent job in the run blocking, and it looks like he's making a transition in pass protection. Well, I would think to everybody watching practice today, you can just clearly see how much faster both the young guys are playing, and that's a product of going through the quarterback school, you know, learning the offense inside and out, and having a complete understanding. Okay, now I understand why we're doing it that way instead of just trying to memorize what I have to do in this particular play so I can run the play. So I think both guys are playing a lot faster, and definitely, you know, Brian and Matt have taken advantage of their opportunities. And reps for the quarterback are just so hard to get. We're trying to, you know, give Aaron his work, but we're balancing out the reps between those two guys throughout the offseason. But I think Brian is now comfortable what we're asking him to do. I think he's doing a better job in the movement part of it. And he looks like he's definitely playing faster so far.
What are some of the under with this thing right now, and how do you keep them from falling so far behind?
It's tough when you have players that, you know, fall into that category. I've had them throughout my whole career. I mean, when I was with the Saints, I think we drafted someone from Ohio State 3 years in a row, and they fall into that category. So we're just going to try to catch them up best we can when they get here.
Do you like send them any games or practices?
We'll catch them up the best we can when they get here.